This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Corey Crow. Retirement can be a very concerning issue for many folks, especially when they have no idea if it's time to retire yet. We all know that one person who will work until the day they die. But what if that never has to happen? Certified financial planner Byron Moore defines when it's a good time to stop and retire on this week's Wisdom on Wealth.
Are you ready to retire? Well, how would you know? Retirement is certainly about financial readiness, but it is also about so much more than that. I think it's important that you address some very important issues before you pull the retirement trigger. First, are you emotionally ready to retire? Work is a great source of identity for most of us. Just read the death announcements. Joe Blow, 66, a plumber, died. That's it. How old he was when he died and what he did for a living when he lived. Is your identity wrapped up in what you do all day long for a living? Well, if so, are you ready to give that up for, well, that's a darn good question. If you retire, what exactly will you do with your time all day? Some people have a great answer to that question. Others stare at me blankly as if I'd asked them to recite the Gettysburg Address backwards in Latin. Well, I for one know that I am definitely not emotionally ready to retire right now. Not certain I ever will be, but I've told a few select friends that if they ever see me wearing khaki pants and white tennis shoes walking slowly 10 paces behind my wife in the grocery store at 10 in the morning on a weekday morning, just put me in a casket because I am already dead. Well, the second thing is to ask yourself, am I physically ready to retire? Well, before you're ready to make any big decisions about your future, you better get a good, solid evaluation of the health of the only vehicle that you're ever going to get to take you through retirement, your body. I've known people who actually began diet and exercise programs after they retired. Maybe it was a health scare, or maybe they just finally woke up to the reality that if they lose their health, not much else can compensate. Well, you may want to see a doctor to find out how your health rates so that you can make the most of what you've got to take care of. It's never too late to do the best you can. And third, are you financially ready to retire? You knew we'd get here sooner or later. If you're nervous about the prospect of retirement, I suspect that you already know that you may not be financially prepared. All right, that's fine. You just need to see a doctor to get a realistic physical checkup, and you also need to see a financial advisor to get an idea of where you are fiscally or financially. Your advisor can tell you how far off from retirement you are in terms of dollars and time, and what it may take to get you there. Remember, your advisor doesn't have a crystal ball, so telling you exactly what's going to happen over the next 5 or 10 years is not a realistic question to ask. What you can ask is, where am I? What do I have left to do? Do I need to keep working? And if so, can I get away with making less money, which is a real possibility for an older worker laid off or forced into early retirement? None of us knows what the future holds. But now is the time to make a realistic assessment of the present and let that dictate what your next steps should be. Offering you Wisdom on Wealth, I'm Byron Moore.
This is Deborah Chandler, your host of Vocal Vibes, heard every Wednesday at 2 o'clock here on 90.3 KEDM Monroe.